the museum has been, well, at least this part of the museum has been closed for a year. What has it been closed for? What have you guys been doing back here?
Well, we have been preparing to unveil fossils that we have dug up from Wyoming, our dig in northern Wyoming, and put them on display for the first time. We also have a wealth of fossils that are from our collection that have never been on display either. So we spent a year bringing in 7 huge new specimens along with countless other specimens that we have on display, and of course interactives, and creating these immersive environments that represent the Jurassic period, the Mesozoic period, and everyone's favorite, the Cretaceous.
You say everyone's favorite. That's the big room, the big round room with all the interactive dinosaurs in it.
Right, exactly. We know that our T-Rexes and Triceratops are well-loved, and so they are still here, and they just have new friends from different eras. They didn't all live at the same time, so we want to talk about that there were millions and millions and millions of years of dinosaurs, and so, again, joining those stories are the sauropods and the Mesozoic seas.
Okay, well, tell me about the new dig, because when I was here the last time to talk about the dig, they had some fossils from the dig, but it was nothing like this. They weren't put together. They weren't in display cases. How did the dig, how was it discovered, and how were these dinosaurs brought to Indianapolis?
So we knew in 2014, after Dinosphere had been open for 10 years, that it was time to think about something new. So we convened a group of scientists, paleontologists, geologists, and so on, to say, what's next? And the focus overwhelmingly was to talk about Jurassic dinosaurs. And so from there, we explored a lot of sites where we know geologically those formations were holding fossils from the Jurassic period. And so we settled on one, and we're going to dig there for 20 years. And so it was about a 5-year process to get these fossils out of the ground that we have on display now, get them prepped, think about the storyline that we have here and put them on display. So we have a Baptanodon, which is from that site, and it's actually a marine reptile. And then we have our long-necked sauropods from the Jurassic area. So this site that we found is so rich and covers so much time. And the plant fossils that we found there, too. Just all of these things really are amazing in terms of the information and research that can be done to understand these prehistoric animals.
And there's also a partnership with a museum overseas, right?
Right. We work with Naturalis, which is in the Netherlands, an amazing amazing institution. They've been great partners digging with us. They're going to come back out again this summer. And we're just really excited for that partnership together.
And you say that the Children's Museum will be digging at the new site for 20 years. Does that mean there's a possibility of yet another revamp of this area at some point?
Well, we joke that we don't have any space left, but we could have said that before. So I think what's really exciting is just the possibility, the potential for what can be found there. And, you know, working with museums and other institutions like Naturalis and others around the world, this is an opportunity for everybody to be able to share research and learn more. And so what we'll do is continue to dig. We have families go out and observe the work. We have teachers visit as well, along with our team that's out there every summer. And then, we bring those bones back and see what we found and how we can share that information.
Now, even with the dinosphere that has always been here, I say always, since 2004, it has attracted people not only from Indiana, but from all over the United States and all over the world. What kind of people do you meet in here?
Oh, gosh. We have so many. We have such a variety of folks who come in. I think that the thing that draws people in is the way that we display the bones, and we put them in such context. You know, we have lighting that, makes you feel like you're walking into the time period. We have an excessive amount of foliage that is really accurate to the time period. What we want to do is make sure people feel immersed in it. And so we're really intentional about the storylines that we create. So for instance, with the sauropods that we've just added, we want people to know that they probably moved around in herds, and what would that have looked like? So the scene we've created is a dry riverbed that this herd is walking through. We have the two animals who are fossils on display, but then we've created this entire environment around with custom artwork and murals, hundreds of feet of murals that show the rest of the herd in front and behind, and you see footprints on the ground because we found footprints at our site too. So, you know, all of these things that are clues that we found from the fossils that help us put the story together of what it may have been like.
I think that may be a very good word, an overall theme for this thing, immersion, or maybe like a baptism into the dinosaur world.
That seems appropriate since we're down here in the underwater area right now too. But yeah, we want to create a space that is like no other. We want to create a space where you are crossing a threshold and you are just surrounded by it, and you're drawn to the beautiful fossils, you're drawn to the interactives, you're drawn to the information that we're sharing. And when I say you, I mean the families that are coming in. We know that there are multiple generations who visit together. We want the preschooler and the grandparents and the school-age kids and the parents to have a great time together. And hopefully we, you know, have created a space where they all are going to have a good time.
Monica, is there anything that I haven't asked that you think is important to point out?
You know, I think it's really exciting to see the fossils, but what is also really cool is that you can talk to the people who dug them up. So the paleontologists who are at the dig every summer are at the window, which has been a mainstay of Dinosphere. That remains as well. So families can come and talk to Dr. Jen and Taylor and Rachel and everybody else who has been digging. And so that's really important to, you know, see that this can be a career. This is something that you can do, and all the different types of sciences that have come together to help create this.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you.